Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar as well as your own family or personal altar. First thing as you wake up daily. Then join us on Turning Point Prayer Hub every day from 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. It is called Securing or Commanding Your Day. If you can join us live, 6:30 to 7, anywhere you are in the world, please do. But if you cannot, because of time differential, then whenever you wake up, after listening to the audio Turning Point, then you go to the prayer hub. It will bless you. Turn to either the YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram. Sing the song we sang. Pray the prayer we prayed. Prophesy over the day as I led us to. Then make your sacrifice as we did. Secure your day spiritually before you step out into it. It is well with you. Welcome also to Monday, the 10th day in November. The 10th day holds deep spiritual and scriptural significance throughout the Bible. God gave 10 commandments, Exodus chapter 20. That is the foundation of moral and spiritual order. The 10th day, therefore, is when God brought structure, accountability, and clarity to destiny. In Genesis 24, Abraham's servants took 10 camels when searching for Isaac's wife, and through them, God provided a divine connection to Rebekah. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, God commanded us to pay our tent, the tithe in the storehouse, the 10th day. I bow my knees before God Almighty to pray for all my listeners. On this 10th day, God will align your life with divine order. Every area of confusion and anxiety in your life receive divine restructuring. Mercy. I'm hearing the word mercy. Who is this disturbed, delayed, and losing it in a particular area of life? Whose daughter? Whose son? Whose husband? Whose sibling? God said to me, cry out to me again today for mercy over my people. Oh God, have mercy. Mercy prevails over judgment. Mercy shields from danger, attack, and destruction. Mercy attracts uncommon favor. Mercy speaks and bondages are broken. Mercy grants divine access in God's presence. I prophesy to your life, receive God's mercy. Receive God's mercy. I don't know who I'm saying this to today. Solution will come to you this week. Yes, your help will come this week. You shall be remembered. That long-awaited turnaround will happen this week. Lay your mantle on your hand where you have pain. I want to pray healing prayers. I prophesy, receive your healings. Receive your healings. Healing power of God flow to where hands and mantles are laid. You are healed. Say, I receive it. Okay, try doing what you couldn't do before. Try. Your healing shall be made perfect. November 10th celebrant, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. God shall give you a special birthday gift. He will also stir good mind and people to bless you with precious gift and money for your birthday. Happy birthday. Listeners, first issue for sharing, teaching, and counseling today. Good day, Daddy, and my TPGF, more grace and anointing upon you, sir. The advice you gave the woman whose son wants to marry at 23 is correct and in order. The boy is too young for marriage now. Let him do more on his career and investment. He should read books on marriage, especially the book you wrote, A Mathematics of Marriage, by Pastor E.A. Adeboye. Let him begin to pray for the kind of wife he wants in the next 2 or 3 years. Marriage is for life. Let him be patient. We are enjoying your teachings, Daddy. Wow. God bless you for this contribution. Many other people too have sent in their contributions. Everybody saying the same thing. Next, good morning, sir. Please, I want to know if as a Christian, is it biblical to always say, you can forgive, but you will never forget what someone has done against you, especially having that mind towards anyone, including family members, and it is not like the person does not also offend people too. Also, is it good to be quick in keeping malice? One of your listeners here has those qualities, sir. So I want to hear from you. Wow. It seems to me this is a wife complaints against her husband. Well, someone is complaining against a close person here. Unforgiving spirit and keeping malice are not part of the fruit of the Holy Spirit that genuine, born again, and mature Christians are asked to bear. I have spoken severally on the art of forgiveness on this platform. Let's read it in Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 to 17. He said, if someone hurts or offend you, Jesus Christ said, you go to that person alone and make peace and make your grievances known. Discuss, settle, forgive each other. If it is not that one will not remember the offense again, but it will no longer be hurting anymore. That is the panacea to the issue of offenses and forgiveness. Once you discuss with each other, apologize, or explain to each other's satisfaction, then you have discussed it. It heals the wound. You won't feel hurt anymore towards that person. That is forgiveness at the human level. And never make reference back to that issue anymore. Husband and wives, then brethren, keeping malice, follow Jesus' teaching here. Settle it now. Unforgiving spirit and keeping malice, we block our access in prayers to God. It also opens our life to satanic arrows. It removes our divine cover. It is that serious. Next, good afternoon, Daddy. I'm a beautiful TPGF. My husband is a pastor. We've been married now 3 years. Any business he tries to do fails. I was told that he's called into full-time ministry. That is why no business he does succeed. He has gotten a place for ministry, but no money to put things together to start a church. Can I give him money from my savings? I need your advice, sir. Wow, no. Don't give your savings for your husband to start a new church. That might be the beginning of your quarrels when money is gone and church is not growing. You said you were told that he's called into full-time ministry. Who told you? A prophet? Ministry, especially full-time, is not what a person should tell another person that he's called into. He has to hear God directly himself. He needs adequate training. He needs a pastor mentor. He needs to serve somewhere initially. The gift and grace must also be there, seen in demonstration. Full-time pastoral ministry must not be attempted without following the principles, some of which I have just highlighted. These days, many pastors have other things doing, earning them income, which they even bring to support the new and the young church. Except God says otherwise. It is not enough to have money to start, even if you have money. If he's genuinely called to start a new church on his own, resources will not be lacking. But if not, he will struggle and struggle. Both of you will suffer, and your savings will be gone. So let pastor be sure of his calling and follow due process. Well, we'll continue from here tomorrow. Join us daily on the new prayer platform, Turning Point Prayer Hub. As I said earlier, there are about 7 blessings for a tighter and a seesawer. God opens his windows of heaven over them. He shields them away from devourers. He sends destiny helpers. He gives them long life to serve him the more. He meets their needs supernaturally. He makes their blessing transgenerational, from children to grandchildren and to great-grandchildren. And what's more, rewards and a crown of glory await titers, seesawers, and God, those serving God in heaven. Don't compromise your tithe. Sow your seed also. Battle, Thanksgiving, Partnership, Commitment, Seed, and the seed of 11, 11, 11, we are sowing this 11th month of the year. 11,111 naira, 11 kobo, to those that can do at that level. If you cannot at that level, do on the level that you can. And those doing 111,111 naira, 11 kobo, if God gives you that grace, go ahead. And the power of God will be on you. You won't serve God in vain. I prophesy to everyone today, this week has opened up for you. God will give you even beyond your expectation. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed. Have a great day. Bye.